Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today on this wonderful radio station, and we are here to give you a word from the Lord. We thank God for those of you who have been tuning in to hear what thus saith the Lord. I do not, and I repeat, I do not believe that it is an accident nor a coincidence that you have tuned in to this radio broadcast. I do believe that God has something in store for you, and he is answering your prayer through the Word of God. As I often say, amen, while I'm on Ustreaming and YouTube and other media outlets that we're in, I often say that God has called every preacher, amen, and the anointing that he gives them is an anointing for particular people. It's not for everybody. I cannot go out and expect the world to be in my church because I'm not called for everybody, but I am called for those whom God has given me. And every preacher has his gift, and God will send the people to him, glory to God, that needs that gift. Amen. This is the word that will be given to those who've been in prayer, glory to God. And so I thank God that what he has given me, I know that many of you are listening here may need what I'm saying, or you do need what I'm saying. Amen. And we're going to be giving you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. This is what we must understand. All of us that are called, one of the things about God's anointed is that they get along. God is not going to anoint a person and you're jealous of somebody else, or you abuse somebody, another preacher. You're jealous of another preacher's preaching. You're trying to out-preach another preacher. You can understand that your anointing, you do not have an anointing, glory to God, at that point. And you must understand that you're going on the gift, probably, that God has given you, if he's given you that gift, glory to God. And what we got to do is face facts. We got to face facts. Because one of the things I understand that we can't lie to ourselves. We can't lie to ourselves, and we can't go around pretending. You know if whom God has called, you know whom God has chosen, you know whom God has anointed, because his Spirit will confirm it inside of you. Glory to God. You know the word when you hear it. You know that it's for you when you hear it. Glory to God, because his Spirit will confirm it. As I often say, you cannot be in a church and an anointed person preaches the word of God, and there is somebody who is not even interested in what's going on, then that tells me right then that they do not have the Spirit of God in you, because it is impossible for the anointed word to connect with the Spirit of God in a person, and there is no reaction. I'll say it again, it is impossible for an anointed word to come forth in the midst of a congregation, and there are those who are in the congregation who are filled with the Spirit of God, and they hear this word, and there is no reaction. If there is no reaction, then there is no Spirit of God there. We must understand these principles. But we thank God for those of you who are tuning in. Today we're going to be talking on the subject, Jesus on board. I'm going to be talking about Jesus as he was with his disciples, coming from Mark the 4th chapter, 35th verse, if you want to follow me, glory to God. And I'll give you my mailing address in case of you want to write me who haven't done it already. And we'll give that to you hopefully at the end of this broadcast. But we're going to be talking in reference of Jesus calming the sea. You've heard this story many times before, but this is for somebody who's listening to me right now. I have been often called a prophet because there have been some things that I have said that I know God was speaking to me, and it has come to pass. But I do not go around trying to prophesy to everybody and just try to win them over by prophecy. I want to do what God has called me to do. And if there is no, amen, prophetic word coming for that particular person in that particular time, then I'm not going to make one up just to please you. Glory to God. God always has a word. Sometimes the word doesn't have to come in the yea, I say unto thee. The word can come by preaching the gospel. God can speak to you. And this is what you must understand. So I'm going to be talking here now, and there are, I feel right now in my spirit, many of you that are listening to me, that God is going to speak to right now, and your prayers are going to be answered by the word of God. Let's have a word of prayer before we go. Father, thank you for these who are listening to this broadcast right now. We thank you right now for all that you're doing. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given me, O God, to allow the Holy Spirit to come forth and speak to your people here. Let the anointing flow. And I know, God, those that are filled with the power of God will rejoice over this word. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 4 and 35, I'm going to read this, and then we're going to break it down as we go because I feel led. This came to me in my prayer one morning, and I know that God gave it to me, and I want to share it with you. And it reads as follows, "And the same day when Jesus was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Now, he is talking to his disciples. Now, I feel safe to say the disciples that he's talking to are not all 12. Very seldom you see Jesus traveling with the 12. One of the ones that very, very seldom traveled with Jesus was Judas, even though he was one of the chosen. But normally he would be with Peter, James, and John, okay, and whom were fishermen. He called them off of the job. They were fishermen by trade. And so as he has completed one mission, he told his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side of this lake, or this sea, as they call it. And they got in the boat. And 36 verse says, and when they had away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now, what happens here is that when Jesus said, let us go to the other side, let's get in the boat and let us journey on this water to the other side, Peter, James, and John, who were experienced fishermen, understood and they knew how to read signs of the weather. Before they went out to fish, they read the signs because they didn't want to get out there in a storm trying to fish because they knew that they couldn't do that. And so being experienced fishermen, they watched the weather, they knew the signs, and even at this point, they got in the boat and they began to journey out because there were no signs of any turbulent winds or any storm that was coming that way. Now, it did not happen immediately when Jesus, when they pushed away from shore. If we would research it, you would find that this boat housing Jesus and his disciples had got way out in the middle of the lake, amen, or middle of the sea. And they were so far out that they just couldn't paddle back to shore just that quick. And in the 37th verse, it says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves feet unto the ship, so that it was now full. This storm has come now, and it is too, they have gone too far to paddle back to safety. Glory to God. And the Bible says that this particular storm, the waves beat into the ship. Amen. It was a great storm and a great wind. And what God is saying here, what we must understand, is a lot of times God will allow us to get way out in the middle of something, too far to turn back before the storm comes. The enemy knows how far you've gotten out of, know how far you, how much you've put into something. He knows where you are, amen. He knows you've gone a long journey. He knows you've given it your all. He knows where you are, and just when it seems as though there is no turning back, amen, the storm comes in your life. When the storm comes in your life, you cannot go back to safety because now you went too far. So what happens here? Amen. What happens? 38, and he was in the hinder, Jesus, okay, part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and say unto him, Master, careth not that we perish? Now this is amazing to me because this wind is tackling the boat. The waves are coming into the boat. The wind is blowing. These disciples are afraid now, because they have, watch this, they are now encountered with something that they had never experienced before. They were fearful of their lives. They understood what a storm could do, and they feared for their lives because they knew they couldn't power back quick enough. So now they're in the midst, and they are fearful. Now they look and they see Jesus. And they see him asleep, the Bible says, on a pillar. And they ask him, they awoke him, and say unto him, Master, careth not that we perish? Now my question is, how is it that Jesus can sleep in a storm? I believe he was laying there, but he understood what was going on. But because he did not react to the storm, watch this, was an indication he was on a mission. And no matter what storm comes in your life, when God's got you on a mission, no devil, no trouble, no storm can hinder you from completing what God has called you to do. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my Lord. Amen. Jesus is asleep here, and he is asleep because he understands that this storm is pushing the boat, water is coming in the boat, wind is rocking the boat, but let it do what it do because it cannot hinder an assignment that God had given him to do. Ah, my goodness. How many of you all that are listening are on an assignment for God? What are you doing for the Lord? What has God called you to do? And you know this is what God calls you to do because you can only be anointed in what he called you to do. Glory to God. And whatever he called you to do, I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. If your heart is in the right place, if you got it right with God, amen. If you got it right with your fellow man, if you know there's no animosity or anything in your heart, for God looks on the heart, not the outer appearance. Amen. He doesn't look on outer sin. He looks at what comes from the heart because that's what defiles a man. And when you know you've got that amen, in right perspective with God. You have no reason to fear wherever you are because you're on a mission and God's going to make sure that the mission is completed. Whoever, he's got to get out your way. Whoever, amen, who he's got to put in your way, he's going to make sure that the mission is completed when you walk in line with God. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, there are people that have to be honest. You know if you are in line with God or not. God is not going to allow you to be ignorant concerning your place with him. Whether you're in that place or whether you're out of that place. And we are so bombarded with situations of the flesh, situations of the mind, until sometimes we compromise the will of God for our own feelings or compromise God's will for somebody else's feelings. You can't let your children, you can't let your husband, you can't let your wife, you can't let your co-workers, you can't let the people at Walmart, you can't let, amen, people turn you from the mission that God has called you to do. And Satan is going to try you in every one of these. Amen. Glory to God. But if you stick with your guns and stay with God and realize, amen, that Jesus is with you, all these people will turn to you one day and need you because they realize that you are a person of stamina, you're a person of strength, you're a person of power, amen, you're a person of anointing. And when they did everything, amen, to turn you away, when the storm, they did everything, they threw whatever storm they could after you withstood the storm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, 39 says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The wind ceased. Jesus woke up, stood up, and he, now let me say it this way. Let me say what the Bible said it. It says, he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He spoke to the situation at hand. It comes a time when you've got to speak to the situation at hand. Stop. Listen to me very carefully. Stop calling on God for everything. And know that he's in you and with you. And if you know that and if he's there, then you turn to the situation and rebuke it. Rebuke the spirits that cause these situations. We spend so much time learning about Jesus, but do you know your enemy? If you don't know your enemy, how do you think you're going to conquer him? Glory to God. You've got to know who you're fighting, and you've got to know who's fighting against you. Something that you have to determine. Jesus rebuked it. He didn't rebuke it for himself because he wasn't concerned about it. But he rebuked it because of the disciples who were in a panic over the situation. Glory to God. How many people or in a panic over certain situations, and they're wondering why you are not panicking? They ask Jesus, you don't care that we perish? Why aren't you in an uproar? Why don't you wake up and see what's going on? And they wanted him to get into the same spirit that they were in. Don't allow people to put you in the same spirit they're in. My God, misery loves company. Demonic spirits love association with other spirits. Don't allow them to cause you to fall in the category that they want you to be in, where they can control your mind, control your spirit, control everything about you. Glory to God. Control your emotions, controlling your feelings. Glory to God. Now, this wind was blowing, and they were in a situation that they haven't been encountered with. You're going to get into that. There are many of you that are listening to me right now. Amen. If you love God and you're waiting for God to work that miracle out for you, he's going to get ready to do it. But before he do it, he's going to put you in a situation that you've never been in before, because he wants to make sure that when he blesses you and brings it all down on you, that you are able to handle it. That you're able to handle it, that you're able to handle it. He don't want to give you anything, and then you turn on it and drop it and let it go and become weak. So he's going to allow a situation to come in your life that you may have never encountered before to see if you will know that Jesus is on board with you. Glory to God. Look at what he said here. In the 40th verse, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now, that's a profound question. Jesus looked at them and said, why are you so fearful? Now, if we would use common sense, we would look at it and say, we were fearful because the ship was tossed, water was coming in, we were afraid that we were going to be, the ship was going to topside, we were going to drown in this water, and this is where fear came in. But Jesus was saying to them, you shouldn't even been fearful of that. I'm here with you. I'm on an assignment. I must get to the other side. Amen. And if Jesus is with you, you shouldn't fear about what's going on in your life right now, what's happening. Be concerned, but don't be fearful. He's there, and this is what he asked the disciples, these experienced fishermen. You didn't have no reason to be fearful knowing that I'm here with you. If I was asleep, you should have went to sleep. What happened was you reacted in the way Satan wanted you to react, and you did just what he wanted you to do, because when he blew the wind, the fear came in you. Amen. 41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? This is the man, amen, that's with you. Peter was walking on the water. He was doing fine as long as he had his eyes on Jesus. Glory to God. But as soon as he got close to Jesus, you know the story, the wind blew, Satan wrapped himself up in the wind, amen. And when the wind began to blow, Jesus did not fear one bit. Let me tell you something. See, Jesus went through things, but he didn't let things go through him. Glory to God. Jesus were in situations, glory to God, but he didn't let the situation control him. You cannot allow the situation to control your spirit. I'm talking to somebody that's listening to me right now. Sit down and let me know. Write me a letter. Let me know who you are, who I'm talking to. God is saying, don't let the situation control your spirit. You've been talking about faith. You've been believing in God. You've been working with God. You've been praying. You've been reading your word. You've been giving God praise. You believe in the Almighty God. You believe in Jesus, who died for our sins and now sitting on the right hand of the Father. You believe in the Holy Spirit that brings us power. Amen. But don't turn on it when a situation comes. When the storm comes in your life, stand firm on what you've been believing in. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And let him work in your life. This is the word for somebody that's there, because you're about to go through a storm, because you've been hanging in there, you've been believing God, amen, you've been righteous, amen, you've got your heart right with whomever you had to get it right with, glory to God, you've got your mind, your spirit right, and you're about to step over into a new dimension. You're about to step over into a new anointing. You're about to step over into your prosperity. But before that happens, there's a storm coming that you've never encountered before. God's going to see, you can stand fast and still believe that he is on board with you. And as long as he's there, you have nothing to fear. Glory to God. Peter went about, Paul went about and had to go to the other side of the sea. And he got on the board and he told the men that it's not good to leave because I perceive that this journey is going to be dangerous. But they put him on board anyway, and they got out in the midst and the storm came and started rocking the ship. You know the story. And the wind and the waves start tearing. The storm was so strong, it started tearing the ship up. And everybody was in a panic. Nobody was trying to find out where the prisoners was and whatever. They were in a panic. And many of them was getting ready to jump overboard. And Paul went back and prayed. And the angel told Paul, "Paul, you've never been in a situation like this. Don't worry about it, because it is God's will for you to get to the other side. He's already ordained for you to get to the other side. And if this is the case, no wind, no storm, no turmoil, no trouble, no nothing can hinder you, nor kill you, nor destroy you, and not destroy the mission that God has for your life. You will get to the other side. God is not going to stop the storm. He's not going to stop the turmoil. He's not going to stop it. But as long as you believe and hang in there, you will succeed." And he told Paul, he says, "I'm not only going to get you over there, but everybody that's with you, I'm going to spare them. They're going to get there too, but they have to stay on board the ship." Glory to God. How many jumped off? Paul went back and told them, "An angel stood by me today and told me, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. This storm is coming, and I know you've never encountered it before, and I know you've seen and heard about it, and look like the ship is going to topside and look like we're all going to drown and look like things are happening, but listen to me. I don't care what it looks like." Amen, because it ain't what it looks like. Whatever it looks like, it's not that when you're in God. I don't care what it looks like. Hang in there. Stay where you're supposed to stay. And if you're with me, and this is why you have to understand a principle. Listen to me very carefully now. God will send you an anointed person, and except you abide with that anointed person, you will never reach the goal that God has showed you he want to take you. You have to abide with the anointed person that God sent you from the beginning. He says, "Every man that sails with you, Paul, amen, and stays there, I'm going to see them safely there too. But if they jump ship, if they go off there on their own," glory to God, "a situation that you've never encountered, if God is in you, if Jesus is in you, know that he is on board with you. Jesus inside of me. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is with me. And you're on an assignment for God. And God is not going to let anybody. The devil don't like it. He'll do everything to destroy it. He'll do everything to tear it down. He'll do everything. But what he's trying to do is to get you so fearful that you'll turn loose God and try to make it on your own. He wants to get you so distraught. He wants to get your eyes Jesus so you can sink like Peter did. But thank God Peter asked Jesus to save him. My point to you, and my time is gone, don't allow situations to cause you to turn from God. And make sure you're with the person that God has assigned you to. Glory to God. Don't be listening to people that say this and say that. You know who it is, because the Spirit of God is going to let you know. And when you get with that, you're going to step quickly over into your new dimension and into your prosperity. God bless you. My time is gone. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. Zip code 31010. Love to hear from you. Amen. Sit down and jot me a note. I know God has spoke to somebody here. I sure would like to know who you were, and I sure would like to hear your testimony. Amen. Because in the next week, somebody is going to be encountered with this, and the miracle is coming your way. I believe it. God bless you. P.O. Box 4492 in Cordial, Georgia. You can address it to me in my name, or you can address it to Genesis International or Kingdom Builders. It doesn't matter. This is a Kingdom Builder radio broadcast, and we thank God for you tuning in. Until our next broadcast next Monday at the same time, this is Dr. Morgan saying, God bless you and keep you is my prayer.